Can we call this meeting to order, please? And we're recording, and please speak up so that the recorder can pick up the audio, everybody. Okay, we have a procedural question that the LSB must deal with before we can proceed with the meeting. If you notice, there are only 23 members listed on the draft agenda. The LSB early on tonight is going to help decide how to decide fill that vacancy. First, we've got to get the meeting started, and that requires a roll call. Therefore, I'll ask the Secretary Pro Tem to please call the roll that we have.
Okay. Ms. Allen?
Present.
Dustin Avon?
Dustin Avon.
Mr. Corbett?
Here.
Ms. Foley?
Here.
Ms. Garner?
Present.
Mr. Hoy?
Yes.
Thank you. Mr. James?
Yes.
Mr. Lark?
Present. Got a count.
All right. Mr. Lewis?
Here.
Ms. Miller?
Present.
Ms. Moreno? Ms. Moreno? Susan.
Moreno.
Mr. Dell Adams? Ms. Rollin?
Present.
Ms. Robin?
Present.
Ms. Sabara Nakamura? What was that?
Here, she said here.
Okay. Ms. Rowe? Ms. Shapto?
Yes.
Ms. Bell here. Ms. Washington?
Present.
Ms. Wyman?
Here.
Ms. Weisdahl?
Here.
Ms. Williams? And Mr. Willis.
Okay. Our first order of business is must be to elect the chair and secretary pro tem. We have to elect the chair and secretary pro tem. What is your point of order?
I see that delegate Governor Rahal is not here, and nothing that the team will need to decide. The election is decided by the membership, and he was by the National Election Supervisor. He should be sitting here at this table. It's not up to us to decide about what the membership vote for.
Okay. We'd like to elect a chair and secretary pro tem.
I'll move to excuse Egberto Willis.
Second.
Yes.
Did Mr. Willis ask for an excused absence on the email trail?
I didn't receive anything.
Did anyone confirm he asked for an excused absence on the email trail, which is the proper protocol? Mr. Crowley, you know that. We're going to have to suspend the rules to do so.
I vote that we suspend the rules if necessary to excuse Egberto Willis, with him having a member transitioning, from what I understand. Sometimes you don't think to request. I can't imagine why we would not want to afford him an excused absence. So, do you hear any objections to affording him an excused absence, Mr. Chair?
Are there any objections?
I object.
Okay, there's two objections.
Sorry. Is that, point of order, is that a motion to provide an excuse for Mr. Willie?
Yeah, I made that motion.
Okay.
I
call the question.
Second.
Okay. You want to show of hands for who wants to give Mr. Willie an excused absence?
And he said this is a do.
What?
For excused absence.
Mr. Chair, or Mr. Secretary, Susie Moreno, Susie Moreno is here.
Okay, both people who don't want to give Egberto Willis an excused absence, please raise your hand.
We didn't have any discussion.
Do or don't?
No.
Just a go. He's been in the season 1 year over there. Shut
up. What was the calendar from
Chair?
Somebody got like
35. Mr. Chair?
Not.
I remember.
Yes.
I would like to bring to the attention, Chair, it requires a two-thirds vote for this matter. It's not a simple majority.
13-5, that would pass.
That's more than two-thirds.
Yes.
Okay, would anybody like to nominate Chair Pro Tem?
I nominate you, Chair Pro Tem. I second it.
Okay.
I second it.
Okay, let's...
have a nomination.
Yes. Yes, Ms. Clark.
That's why I asked whether the man asked. You're already doing things that people don't even ask for.
Okay, you're out of order. You're out of order. You're out of order.
I have a nomination.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
I'd like to nominate Deborah Chapter.
Deborah Chapter.
I say
for
me.
Yes,
sir.
Yes,
sir.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Was that second?
I second.
Okay.
I was second from the honor back.
Okay. Any other nominations?
Yes, sir. I have a nomination.
Yes, Mr. Lark.
I nominate Ms. Nisha Patel.
Second. Is there a second?
I mean, we're doing elections, so I think that you not being on the board may be the best thing tonight.
What?
We're doing elections of officers.
She suggested that we have
a
pro tem
chair. So I feel like I decline respectfully because I feel like you would be someone not on the board for this meeting would be the best chair.
Okay, you decline.
Impartial.
He is on the board.
He is on the board. Yes. Yeah. Okay. Can we proceed with the vote on this, Mr. Lark?
I don't know where she's standing. She's
not
or what?
Can we proceed with the vote?
Yes.
Is she declining the nomination?
Yeah, fine. Okay. Okay, all in favor of me being...
No, just at this point.
Yeah. Are there any objections? Okay, I am the chairman pro tem. Now, we need any nomination for secretary pro tem.
Second.
Okay, he's been nominated and seconded. Any other nominations?
Richard Chirizo.
Oh.
Yes? Do what?
I nominate myself.
Oh, you nominate yourself?
I second.
Okay. Ms. Castaneda has been nominated, and Mr. Rizal has been nominated. Any others? Okay, let's go to a vote.
Well, Mr. Chair,
yes.
Can we hear from the two individuals?
I have a motion.
Pro Tem.
It's pro Tem.
Oh, it's not important, huh?
No.
Oh, Pro Tem. It's not important. Okay. I thought this was the election of office.
Okay, yes, if you'd like to say something, Mr. Weisfeld, or...
I'm not nominated.
Okay. Hello.
Somebody needs to get the
vote. Withdraw. Okay, Ms. Castaneda is withdrawn. Is there any objections to Richard Zell being the Secretary Pro Tem? All right. Record that is 22-1. Okay. All right. Now, agenda approval. Y'all have the agenda in front of you.
I move to approve the agenda.
Any second to approve the agenda?
Sir, I have a point of order, and you didn't answer my question.
I did not hear you say point of order.
I moved it before.
Oh, way back then.
Yes. I mean, Mr. Robert Garner is elected by the membership. This LSP doesn't have the right to disenfranchise anybody. He was deemed. In good standing by the National Election Supervisor and by the PMI. I'm very sorry, but we don't have the right to auto-select ourselves.
It's number 5 on the agenda. So let's get attention.
Pay attention to
his resume.
Okay, are there any objections? Please don't talk out of turn. Are there any objections? Are there any objections to approving the agenda?
Sir, I have a point of order, and you cannot proceed till you answer my point of order.
I am not going to seat him right now. This discussion will be number 5 after we do the agenda approval.
Okay. I object to the agenda approval.
It's the next thing up.
Okay. Let's vote on the agenda approval. Let's vote on the agenda approval. Yes, Ted.
I have 2 items for the agendas that I submitted prior to the typical deadline of 10 days before the meeting. They were not put on the agenda. And it's not a matter of having to have a vote. Any member can place items on the agenda. Typically, the bylaws say that our standing and special rules say that they are supposed to be submitted to the chair. I submitted them to the secretary because we don't have a chair. And I would like those items to be added to the very end of tonight's meeting. Can I tell you what they are?
Yes, ma'am.
Your stuff was sent to me, but it didn't say anything about a motion or anything. You said your letter was, we really ought to do this, and we really ought to do that, and they're not motions. And how am I supposed to know what your dreams are? If it's a business, make it business.
I would just like to let you know what these items are, and we don't have to have a long debate about whether or not
we're not gonna have a long debate about it. We have to move. We need to get our officers elected, then we need to get the PNB elected.
I'm asking that these be the last 2 items on tonight's agenda.
If we have time.
Point of information.
Yes.
Does the gentleman have these motions written? Are they written?
I do not know.
I have them right here.
They're written?
Yeah.
In motion form?
I submitted them to the secretary.
Not in motion, but
Mr. Chair, may I be recognized?
Yes, you may.
I move that we add the members' motions to the item number 10A, and let's dispense of it. Is that acceptable?
As item 10A.
10A.
I have to have something to write about. I can't just pull things out of the sky. Yeah, give it to me in writing.
If you give it to him in writing.
Well, sir, Mr. Chair, may I have a clarification as to the secretary's already admitted that the gentleman did submit some records. The secretary admitted that he made some determination that wasn't clear. So what I'm concerned about is, at what point did he submit it? What time did he submit it? What date did he submit it? Was it before? But how did you read it if
he sent me an email?
That means he submitted
it. Should I put your email on the agenda too? People send me emails.
Well, sir, you're making a discretionary decision, and I'm asking the chair at this point. I'm not going back and forth with you, Mr. Secretary. I'm addressing this to the chair because he's the one who can make this decision. So I'm asking him if he would, in fact, ask the secretary, since I don't need to be speaking to anyone but the chair, that's protocol. Would you ask the secretary, can he make a determination that the members' submission was prior to or before Teresa Allen's submission, and then I will make an intelligent decision as to where my motion was placed.
I don't know that it was given before that, and it wasn't put in motion form. Now, if it gets it up here in motion form, then we will add it to the very end of the agenda, which I'm not sure that we will even get to.
Well, then I understand.
Okay.
So 10A, you said 10A is about the...
A, B, C, D, E. Whatever, the last bullet point.
Okay.
Okay?
All right.
If it's submitted in motion form.
He's submitting it right now.
Well, fine. Yes, ma'am.
We are discussing about something that I never heard. Every member has the right, in the meantime, that is a draft agenda, to ask whatever they wish. But the body has the right to know what we are talking about. I mean, he's talking about two motions.
They're
not motion. Dead.
Okay, we're out of order, out of order.
You already admitted it, put him at 10.
You're out of order. You are out of order. You are both out of order. Can we please proceed?
Can you answer my point of information, sir?
What is your point of information, ma'am?
What I just asked. How do we know if we want to add it or not? Because once that we approve the agenda, to change it requires 2/3. Then what I want to know, if you have two motions, please, anybody, Ted?
If you submit, may I?
Yes, you may.
If you submit a motion to the chair and the secretary, it's fairly simple. Mm-hmm. You say, I move.
What?
And he doesn't say, I move. He just wrote some opinions about that. If you submit it, then this group gets to decide if they're going to talk about it. But all you get to do is submit the idea, and then if it gets on the agenda, when it comes up on the agenda, then you discuss it. But right now, I'm not putting anything in here that doesn't say, I move such and such. It's not a motion if you don't do that.
Or the other day.
Okay. I will just rule that we will not take it. You can do it next month, please. Send it in properly as a motion. That is my ruling. Now.
I appeal from the decision of the chair.
All right.
Let's take it to about 1-4.
Yes. Okay. Go ahead.
I didn't hear a second to my appeal.
I second.
Well, I believe in this situation I get to speak first, right?
You can speak first or second.
First and last, I believe. Isn't that
first,
correct?
First or second and last.
Okay.
Everyone else has one opportunity to speak.
I just would like to say that we have a lot on the agenda, and I would really like to get through these items. Electing the officers is the most important thing, and the P&B people. I had Mr. Weisgold and I have had a discussion. I have an idea of what, you know, he has there, but it's not urgent. So it can be next month. That's my minute or half minute.
My motions are that we have an adjourned meeting and that we have a one-hour quasi-committee of the whole discussion on future initiatives to raise money for the Basilica Foundation. This past Sunday, or Saturday, there was a football game where a Houston Texan football player did not kneel when a ball was kicked into the end zone, but the officials had the wisdom to realize that he wasn't going to run the ball.
Mr. Chair, I don't understand how this is relevant.
I object to being interrupted.
He's not breaking his balance.
He's wasting time.
Okay, let him finish his 1 minute.
Yes,
is someone timing?
Yes, I am. The chair is not setting his time rules. I'm just timing.
1 minute.
During the football game, the officials used common sense. What I wrote to Richard Uzel was, we should consider having an adjourned meeting. That is actually the highest ranking motion in Robert's Rules of Order. As a courtesy to this body, and I'm giving advance notice, it doesn't necessarily have to be a motion I can offer it at the end of tonight's meeting. Regarding the need to have a discussion about how we are going to raise money for this foundation, to get a response from Richard Uzel saying, the draft agenda is full enough, but you can bring this stuff to the body and request that it be added, which is what I'm doing, which is directly what Richard Uzel suggested is what I consider to be appropriate. Yeah, we're wasting time because the chair should have done what I'm asking, to add these two items to the agenda.
Yes,
time. Yes, Bill.
I move that we refer this to development and the outreach committee, where they'll have more time to discuss this. It sounds like a good idea, but we don't have time in this meeting, and that's what committees are for.
That's not germane to
the
motion.
Okay. The motion is to sustain my ruling.
Oh, I'm sorry. Okay.
Okay. So, anybody else want to speak?
I do.
Nancy.
We don't have a development or outreach meeting posted yet, so
well, okay, that's not germane to the vote.
Well, we're going to have this.
Dwayne?
Okay, let me set the time. Now, Mr. Chair, I think you dispensed this matter quite aptly, and then you kind of went back on it. We would have been 5 minutes past this if you had just stuck with your guns with a 10E, and you're absolutely right. We never would have gotten to it anyway. So all of this was totally unnecessary. All you had to do was just accept the man's motions. Let's move on. We're not going to get to it, all the stuff in front of it. That's what I have to say. This is really important, this stuff.
Okay. Yes?
The question that I have, can we stick to the agenda and move on?
Okay.
Because right now
we're
talking about people's time. This back and forth about what's on the agenda and what's not.
Okay, we're going to go to a vote right now.
Move forward.
Who wants to sustain the... my ruling. All those in favor of sustaining my ruling.
One, two, three, 14.
All those opposed. Five. Okay, the ruling is sustained. Next. Oh, next.
We have to approve the agenda. Well, Mr. Chair, I have a motion.
We have
to approve the agenda item. And before we approve the agenda, since it hasn't been voted on, I have a right to make a motion.
Yes, sir.
I move that I don't believe it's an adequate amount of time for the IGM to give a report in 10 minutes and for us to ask questions. And I do appreciate the fact that our priorities tonight is an election. At least two, certainly. I don't expect to get to the bylaw amendment, and most are having special meetings for that anyway. So I would move that we give the respect of the IGM as we've accorded. Never known anybody to come in here and give an IGM 10 minutes. So I'll compromise. Normally, it's more than that, but I'll compromise, and I hope the body care to hear what the IGM has been doing and have. I have a question. 20 minutes would be, I think, is a reasonable amount of time.
I second
that. If I can
get
a second.
Second.
Okay, it's been moved and seconded.
For confirmation?
Yes.
Do we ask, you don't have much time, is a good one?
I think 20 minutes is adequate without the reserve time.
Okay, without objection, 20 minutes. Yes, ma'am.
Mr. Chair, I can see here, I want to remove number 2 from the delegate assembly, because first of all, I believe that we don't have the time, and second, I believe that we should have, we are planning a town hall meeting, and we want to know from the members what they think before voting. We have 60 days to answer after the PMV voting.
I second the
motion. We can move that to next month's. We will not have time to all of this. Okay.
It's under the delegates assembly section, the box section number 2, the bylaws.
Number 2.
Is that? Did you second that, Dwayne?
I did.
Any objections, Bill?
You know, this is a stalling tactic again. We've been going through the PMV has been stalling.
It's not time for debate, Mr. Chair.
Well,
it's not time for debate.
I'm opposed to
the objection. So now we need to go to the argument.
I think we should leave it over.
Okay, let's go to the arguments.
All right.
We don't. It shouldn't take too long.
I do object. We probably won't even get there, to be honest. But we need to have that discussion. Should stay on.
Mr. Chair, may I give my opinion?
Yes, give your.
Okay. The first thing is, the same member that that is discussing this is the one that is talking to a judge in California.
That doesn't matter.
Yes, sir. Because why we are bringing that to a judge, and we want to. I want to hear from the members. I think that makes sense to hear from the members telling us what they think about this bylaw amendment.
The fact is, our vote means nothing. It's going to go.
Sir.
It's going to go to the members anyway.
No, sir.
Yes, ma'am.
Well,
Mr. Chair, could you turn the staff, please?
Sir, I've been recognized.
I'm asking them to take the staff.
Okay, sir. You're out of order. Yes.
You know, we're having a debate right now, so I suggest that we leave this. Here's the deal. We're just getting caught up in process. Let's leave it on the agenda. Chances are we won't get to it, and we can have the discussion at that time.
Yes.
I think what she's saying is I call the question.
Okay.
I had my hand up before she called the question.
That's true.
I didn't see it. My eyes can't be everywhere. Let's have a vote whether the bylaws vote stays on the agenda or not. All those in favor of keeping it on the agenda, raise your hand. All those opposed.
Bylaw says wait 60 days.
You're out of order.
This is an important
You're topic. Out of order.
Why are we speeding up?
Yeah.
Unless you want to rush.
You're out of order. Please. Please. Okay. Now we can get to. You're out of order.
40 of information. Is there any objection to approving the agenda?
Yeah. Are there any objections? Yes, ma'am.
I believe Bob Barner's name should be listed as a member.
That's the next item.
I don't see why we need to get to that, though, because the PNB has already decided
it's
on it.
It's next.
No, they haven't.
Yes, sir.
Yes, we have.
This vote. This vote. All those in favor of accepting the agenda, please raise your hand.
I have a request for information.
We're voting right now.
Does it pertain to the vote,
Tim? What are we doing? That's in 14.
No, it's on. Okay.
All those opposed?
All those opposed? Santa Rolling?
All those opposed?
Hold your hand up. Give your phone.
7. Okay, the agenda is approved. Yes, sir. What's your form of information?
Are these numbers that we have apparently on the agenda, are they recommended or are they set in stone?
The agenda's been approved.
I'm asking, are these time limits set in stone. I'd like to know what we
No, did. I don't know. I don't think they're set in stone. Of course,
well, I don't know. I mean, this is ridiculous.
Okay.
This is just totally they are set in stone, but we can vote to extend time.
Right, yeah. Okay, so they're not set in stone.
You know
it. And we don't have any stone here anyway.
So.
All right, yes, let's move on. Okay, so now is the LSB member replacement discussion. And I rule that we are not going to seat Bob Garvin.
I challenge the ruling of the chair.
You can't, okay. Is there a second to the challenge
of
the ruling of the chair?
I'm sorry. No.
Yes, Ro.
I would like to table this discussion because it's personal and private, and it shouldn't be aired in this forum. I think that it's important, very, very important, but this is not the place and time to have the discussion. I care a lot about it. However, I'm moved to table the discussion.
Period. It's been moved that this discussion be tabled. It's been seconded.
This is a chair.
What is the point of order?
Yeah. My point of order, you are a pro tem chair. You don't have the right to disenfranchise the membership. You are disenfranchised. No, sir. The National Election Supervisor decided that he was a member of the standards.
No.
Number one.
No. Let's debate the ruling of the chair.
She got a second to address that.
Yeah. Can we table this discussion and move on, please?
Take it to a
committee. Okay. Okay. This vote on the tabling. This vote on everybody who's in favor. Everybody who's in favor of tabling this.
We need to discuss the issue, sir.
Raise your hands.
We should have
a force
against the tabling.
The table is not
a
tabling. Mr. Chair, point.
Right. 1, 2, 3, 4. 5, 6, 7, 8, 9.
We're voting to table.
Raise your hands if you want to table this. 1, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13, 14, 15, 16. All those who want to rule against the chair, do want to sustain the chair. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. Okay, 7.
Mr. Chair, point of order.
Okay.
Okay.
All right.
He has a point of order.
Point of order.
Yes, sir.
Mr. Chair, now, I'm sure you want to be fair, and I'm sure you want to be consistent before the members. You had already made a determination that you had ruled, and the gentle lady then came behind you and made a motion, and that is totally inappropriate under any parliamentary procedures. The proper procedure would have been that motion could not come on the table, could not be considered until we took up the challenge of your ruling. And the challenge of your ruling stands even with this kangaroo vote we just had, because that was the primary objective that was on the table.
Okay.
At the time.
So, all right. So if you want to sustain my ruling.
No, sir. I want to have a discussion of your, it's fair and appropriate
for you
to make your argument and for others to make their argument. That's fair and appropriate.
Point of information. Yes. As member Durrell, I call her Durrell, it's not appropriate for open discussion.
All right, it's tabled. We're going to go on to voting for voting on the minutes.
Mr. Chair.
We are going on to voting on the minutes.
Mr. Chair, you're not a dictator. Why don't you follow parliamentary procedures? Yes. You made a ruling, sir, and now you have a right to defend your ruling. You just can't railroad this item. Exactly. You made a fair ruling, and I respect your ruling. Now it's time to discuss that ruling, and if these members want to kangaroo overrule like they've done before, fine, but we need to go through the procedure of at least the window dressing of it.
Go ahead.
We already voted. Yes, Teresa.
Mr. Chairman, I resent the your twice saying that this was a kangaroo vote. And I also resent, I also resent the suggestion that the chair is only voting for himself. He took a vote, and it was 16-7. So I think the majority of the body wants something. So I think he's only facilitating what the body wanted. There was a motion, you know, and it majority ruled in this instance. I'm sorry.
She's not addressing the process. The chair, which I was addressing.
Yes.
Because I want to know your answer first.
What?
If I decide right now, for example, that I don't like, Richard, even when, no, doesn't matter, whoever that is elected, I have the right, and the majority of this body can disenfranchise the vote of the membership. That is what you're saying? Because if not, we can start with those emotions just now.
The vote has been taken.
No,
yes,
sir.
Yes.
I want to.
Yes. Okay, we're going to.
I
just did.
Order.
You what? Order. Yes. You're out of order.
You can rescind your own.
Quiet.
You can rescind your own decision, especially if you have violated Robert's Rules of Order. There is an appeal from the decision of the chair. You know the procedure. You get to speak first and last, and other people get to speak one time. Now,
this has been
the body has voted, but the body has voted
You are out of order.
The body. You keep saying out of order, but you're breaking the rules, sir.
You are out of order.
How can I be out of order? You're breaking the rules.
The body has voted, but the body has voted without the full knowledge that can be provided by an appeal from the decision of the chair.
We voted to table it. And so
we cannot table. You're not going to disenfranchise somebody without having a full vote on whether or not your decision is correct. To table this is to not deny him the right to participate in this meeting where we're electing officers and potentially electing people to the national board. You cannot do that.
Yes, you can. And we have a motion from the PMV sitting here that was invited.
Order. Yes, Nancy. Order. Please.
We're violating the bylaws regarding elections. There is a vacancy, and he's taking it. So I don't understand why this is, unless it's what is wrong.
Okay,
it's
all right.
A participation. That was his seat. It was denied almost all last year.
If we move on with the agenda, that's
number
five.
And we're going
to
do it again? Please come to order. Yes, Mr. White.
Minutes approval.
Just briefly, I want to repeat something I heard Ms. Miller say, which is, this is ridiculous. Is this the best that we can do? This is radio for peace.
Totally ridiculous.
I'm new to this board.
It's ridiculous.
And
You're out of order, Mr. Larkin.
And the thing about, if we say we believe in diversity of opinions, please. Diversity means give and take with people who disagree with you. That means giving up some of the things that we want, not fighting tooth and nail for every damn thing so that we can't do anything. I mean, context, we have an idiot racist president that almost started World War III yesterday. This radio station needs to be working for justice, not fighting over things that we can't come to a compromise and a reasonable agreement on. It's frustrating.
Okay, we're moving on to minutes approval.
I move that we approve the minutes of June 12, 2019.
Is that seconded?
He seconded.
Yes. Okay, it's been.
This is your piece.
You're out of order.
July.
Doesn't matter.
Yes.
Can they give them
an opinion to your rule?
Yeah, can they give them an objection to your rule? You
don't
have to vote on that.
No, it's a king now.
Should we vote?
Yeah. Do what?
Should we vote as Americans?
Let's vote on that. Let's vote on adopting the minutes.
Actually, there's no discussion. If there's an error, You get to tell the body what the error is, and it's corrected. Right. Tom Harper is listed as a member attending the meeting in December. He was not elected as a member of this body. It also says member attending.
We're talking about the minutes from July, not December.
June.
Sorry. So that's not for me.
It's December 11th, what I got in front of me. What's June?
It was moved that we.
They were sent out.
It was moved that we. That we approved the June minutes. No, any objections?
We have the June minutes.
It says June.
Are there any objections?
I'm sorry, but I have only December 11th in front of me. What are the meetings that we are supposed to be approving?
Yes, please.
The June 12th. 2019 minutes are from that meeting. That was last year's one on the board. Then did an extension from last year. They were sent out, and we never got them approved. We need them approved.
How anybody can approve something that you don't see?
Yes.
If you don't want to vote for them,
Mr. Chair, they were sent out to the board with plenty of time. I'm sorry that someone may not remember seeing them. I called the question.
Okay.
I'm sorry.
Okay. The question has been called. All who want to approve the minutes of the June meeting.
When the minutes were sent.
Raise your hand. Raise your hand.
I only want to order
those. Well, we're voting. We're voting.
It's pertinent to this or point of information. It's relevant to this chair.
I mean, this is right in the whole thing.
Well,
okay.
Yes,
I mean, some
yes.
People that
I didn't get, I was taken off the email list for a while that I was on the board,
okay.
So it's unavailable. I didn't get them.
So
we're trying to find out when were they sent.
Probably.
I don't think
why they are voting now? She said ample time. I wasn't in the board. She wasn't in the board. She wasn't in the board. Miss Paula Miller wasn't in the board.
I was on the board, but I was taken off the
email. How many against approving the June minutes?
How many against?
Two.
Three.
Okay, three. Then the two minutes are approved.
How many yeses?
I don't know.
Twelve. Okay.
Yeah, the minutes can always be corrected later. If you were on the board then, it kind of makes sense to abstain anyway because you wouldn't necessarily know.
Why didn't the board approve it then?
Okay, you're out of order. You're out of order. Okay.
Mr. Chair.
Yes, ma'am.
I move that we approve the August 4th and December 11th minutes.
August 14th and December 11th minutes. Anybody second that?
I'm saying because we've lost so much time. I think we can do this next time because some people
We're going to finish approving these minutes.
No, wait a minute. Some members have not received it yet, and that usually when that's not received.
Yes, sir.
The agenda has been approved. This is on the agenda.
Point of information.
You're out of order.
Point of information. If people would look at the agenda prior to coming to this meeting, they could have requested the minutes and they could have looked at them.
Pardon me, I have the floor. This is not a point of information.
Okay, may I have the floor, Chair?
Yes, you may.
Thank you.
Okay, let's go on to vote on these last two.
I move that you divide the question.
How do you know they're wrong, sir?
First of all, I didn't join this board for this. I did not. My job is to bring peace to this board. And right now, this is totally disgusting. It is so disgusting, I'm about to burst out in tears. Because I have never been on a board where we cannot get anything done. Anything. You're constantly bickering back and forth about nonsense. And when I say nonsense, I mean nonsense. Okay. Stay in your place. Okay. Stop bickering about every single thing. I have notes here that I wanted to add to the agenda that's going to help smooth this transition along. And if I don't know what the process was, I wouldn't have sitting over earlier. Because right now, what is the mission for this organization? What is the mission? What is the mission?
We have
the mission needs to be on the agenda so that you can stay focused.
Okay, okay, okay. Thank you. We have a motion to divide. Ted, did you make a motion to divide?
Right.
Was that seconded?
Nothing.
Okay, they've been divided, so...
Actually, it doesn't require a vote, it's automatic.
Do what?
It's automatic.
Okay, good.
All right, so we're moving on
to August 14th. Let's vote on the August 14th. All those in favor of approving the August 14th minutes, please raise your hand.
A lot of people here have not...
You're out of order. You are out of order.
Jesus Christ. Yeah, you can have some caveat.
You're out of order, Mr. Lard.
Everybody's out of order. Stop shouting out. You're not telling her she's out of order.
I did.
Yeah.
She's out now.
Okay, all those opposed? Two. Okay.
Three.
Sorry.
Three, because I wasn't even here.
So you abstained.
You abstained.
You abstained.
Okay.
Yes, I interrupted just for the minutes. Just note that Wendy is here.
Okay.
She came in a while ago.
Yes,
I don't know what this falls under. I request that we table the approval of the December meeting because there's a lot of discussion on if it was.
Is there a second?
A second.
Okay, it's tabled.
No,
we're going to
vote on that.
Okay, we vote to table. Okay, all any objections to tabling December 14th?
Objections to table.
Objections to table. Okay, all in favor of tabling?
Not tabled.
It is tabled.
Oh, wait a minute. May I see that again?
Okay. All
those. It's clearly Mitchell's. Not to table.
I want to see the two votes again.
Election of 2020 KPFT LSB officers. Do we have any nominations for the chair?